It's a long time coming.
No, it was. It wasn't a classic game by any means. First half, we totally dominated it. Second half, to be fair, they came in the game a bit. Had a couple of chances for like set pieces. They're very good at that. But it's a hard place to come, especially with the pitch. You can see how difficult the conditions were. But you just seen that wee bit of quality that we had made the difference. Joe Cardo obviously picks a wee bit of skill, great ball in, and face is always in the right place at the right time.
Inspired substitution, then Joe had two chances.
They're good players, aren't they? And obviously, Ryan Wallace as well was unlucky with a couple of efforts. He hit the post as well. So, no, overall, we deserved the win, but it wasn't a classy game. We can play a lot better than that, but it was important they picked up the points.
Pitch looks sticky and tricky.
That's what I'm saying. You can see it's not great. It's obviously, they try their best with what they've got, obviously, but the pitch isn't it. It's not great for great football. So it's a leveller, to be honest with you, but I thought the boys coped to it. And it's important, even though we've won the league, it's important we keep on winning, keep on getting results, keep that momentum going, and just delighted to win.
And no hangover from last Saturday?
No, especially when you've got a big crowd. We can't afford to lose games, we can't afford to lose points. We've got a massive following that come week in, week out, that pay a lot of money to come and watch us, so it's important that we get results for them, and important that we keep the standards up. And hopefully we can, as I said now, over the next few weeks, start to get the boys tied up as well.
It's 30 goals for Fife now, is it just making it more difficult to hang on to them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be really difficult. The club's obviously trying their best, and that's all we can do. But I'm sure there'll be loads of clubs like them, but it won't be for the want of trying, because we obviously will give it our best shot.
Does it become worrying when you see paper talk for the other players like Sean Byrne? And
it's going to happen, isn't it? We said that all along. Does that mean it's going to be a really hard job over the summer when you've got the whole team out of contract? It's very unusual you see that at a club, so I'm going to have my work cut out. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks.